Bad song, bad intro. Here we are. We're back with another episode of Beanstalk for the first time in months. My name is Tom.
And my name is Beans, aka Boomer, aka Cam.
Well, there it is.
So, yeah, we're back here in Australia. Last episode was recorded in...
Hamburg, Germany.
Yes, exactly. So, what is it? When was it? Was it March?
Yeah, it's been.
When were you in Europe?
I want to say March.
Is that because I said it?
I don't actually know what the months of the year are, but yes.
All right, this first segment is called Tom's Month of the Year.
Oh, no. Okay, so pretty much the idea of this podcast, which we release once every whenever, is that we have a number of different segments that we've both prepared in our own time.
What we've done is we've prepared the segments by creating a title and not thinking of anything further than that. So title, no content. The other person doesn't know what the other person has written.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's going to be chaos.
And then we just throw the segments at each other and see what the other one has to come up with.
Mm.
I also, while I was on the toilet beforehand,
gross.
I realized what the fatal flaw in our business model is.
The one fatal flaw?
The one fatal flaw is that when this podcast is released, no one will know about it.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, okay, let's put it this way. We've got listeners in Canada.
Okay.
We've got listeners in Japan.
Japan. We have a listener in Japan who's listened to it like 46 times.
True.
Shout out to Steve.
Yeah, Steve Vacker, the man, the legend. We've got
banjo.
We've got listeners in Switzerland and Austria.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've been following on the SoundCloud app. You can see whether you can't. I'm too poor to pay for the premium subscription, so I can't see exactly where, but I can see the country.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's been very exciting. So thanks to all the listeners. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to Steve from sunny Japan.
The man.
The banjo.
What I was thinking was we've obviously recorded a terrific first episode, which has garnered, got my little app here, I think 68 listens.
In the podcasting world, we call that going platinum. That's not true. Oh, we also have a keyboard and we're going to be making up theme songs for all of these segments.
That's correct.
On the fly.
On the fly. So,
till we die.
What do you think of that? 68 listens.
That's more than I expected, to be honest, from our first episode.
Yeah. Do you think they, in general, will have been disappointed by the first episode?
I think a lot of them would have been computers, like bots generated just to, you know, kind of, well, generate listens on podcasts.
Do you think that I have paid for 1,000 bots to listen to and only 68 of them showed interest?
I think even the bots are bored at this point. Why don't we get right into it?
Okay.
Let
me start off.
You have a list of...
I have a list of
segments, or segment titles.
As is tradition.
Okay.
We usually have a look at our 10 segments and say how many are good. So I got quite a few good ones. I reckon I got about 5 good ones. 5 average ones.
Okay, that is 5 more good ones than I have.
How many do you have?
I have 10 really bad ones.
10 best ones.
Yeah. 10 really bad ones. That's what I've got.
That's disappointing.
Look, I'm going to say that one or two are going to end up really good.
Okay. I've got one that's just going to blow my mind.
Well, that's what matters, right?
Yeah.
Because all the bots don't really care at this point.
This podcast is truly just for us.
Yeah. For us, by
and,
us,
and
by
fans.
You. And the fans.
Yeah,
and
shout
the
out,
bots.
Can I just say, shout out to the fans.
Yeah, shout out to Steve.
Okay.
The man, the legend, the banjo.
The banjo man. I'm going to start.
Okay, so Cam's got the keyboard. He's going to improvise a theme song to his first segment, which is called...
Blast from the Past Episode.
Blast from the Past Episode. Okay, I hate it. Wow. Remember that time we had a whole lot of pancakes and then... accidentally made a podcast.
Do you remember that time where we made pancakes and you wrote down the recipe for my pancakes?
I did. Do you want to see the recipe? Still have the recipe.
Tell me the recipe that you wrote down.
Okay, so here's the recipe I wrote down.
These are Cam's famous oat pancakes.
Okay. 187 grams of rolled oats.
Weirdly specific, but okay.
Very. 300 grams of Vollmilch, which is German for who knows what. One egg. I'm assuming chicken egg. half bicarb. There was no measurement there, so maybe it's like half of the recipe is bicarb soda.
Oh, no.
Cam has been disconnected, and it's just me for the next hour and a half. All right.
I'm back.
Well, I don't know what I'm... Oh, Cam's back. And after the half bicarb is the instruction to puree with a blender stick. Bzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz R-R-R-R-J. Bzzz. Because that's the sound it makes.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I assume you have to cook them.
I think maybe just drink the...
You just chug the mixture?
chug wow. The egg. Actually, I can't remember who I was talking to. They were talking about quail eggs.
Yeah, tiny.
So tiny. Apparently, you would have to have like 10 quail eggs or maybe more to make one egg.
Yeah, I kind of don't see the point in that.
So I was thinking then...
Like mini eggs, if like M&M minis?
If you're going to make a fried egg of quail eggs and you have 10 of them...
Okay.
Do they have like... Is it just lots of little mini yolks?
I would assume they're just like... I've never had a quail egg.
I've never even seen a quail egg.
Have you seen a quail?
I have seen a quail.
I have friends who have 3 quail. Shout out to Lucas and Tash.
Yeah, Lucas and Tash. The men.
You know them.
The myths.
The banjos. Actually, that's true. She does play banjo and so does he.
Wait. Yeah. That's who I was talking to.
Yeah. Amazing.
Same people. Last,
past episode.
That's exactly right. Anyway, so I'm going through my past episode list.
Oh, yeah.
Any highlights that you remember stick out?
Oh, we went through some fashion tips that didn't have to rhyme, but they did.
That's true.
They didn't have to make sense, and they didn't. I miss those good old days. That was... I can't remember what we talked about in that segment. I still have all these written down.
Yeah.
Motivational Mondays, Superpower Sundays.
So many days.
Winter Olympic Tuesdays. Shout out Saturdays. If I'd known that Steve was just going to listen like 68 times...
You would have shouted him out more.
I would have shouted him out 68 times.
Let's have an aim to shout Steve out 68 times on this podcast.
Well, I think we've got like 43 so far. So we're doing good. We're doing good. Let's go for an even 71.
All right. Well, I have Marlon Brando sings ABBA.
Oh, that was bad.
And then I have I'd Rather Not, which I think was...
I think that was just one that we skipped.
That held the record for a shorter segment.
Yeah, I'd Rather Not. Next. That was a fun time.
I suppose I probably should have predicted that.
Mm-hmm. You saw that coming.
Yeah.
Moving on. My first segment.
And that's
segment,
it for...
That's segment
Blast
one.
From the Past episode.
Did you have an ellipsis there? Blast from the Past episode?
Yeah, I did.
Of course you did.
Three.
Three dots. That's three ellipses. That's a good amount. Ellipses.
Ellipsi?
Elliptical.
Elliptic?
Segment one from my list.
All right, go.
This is a bad one.
Start off weak?
Start off really weak with a segment called... Not in my salad. I don't know where that came from. Not in my salad is the name of my first segment. Starting strong.
Starting so strong. Well, what's the weirdest thing that you've eaten in a salad that you've just thought, you know what? Not in my salad.
Probably milk.
You had a milk salad.
I'm ashamed to say that I had a milk salad.
You know what? That actually sounds like the words go together really well, milk salad. But then when I think about it, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that's why I regretted it, because it sounded so good at the time.
Was it just milk?
It was just milk. It was a bowl of milk.
If you think about it, salad is different chopped up ingredients combined together.
And really, milk is the same. So
did you have like...
Milk is that as well. That's what milk is. Well, you didn't know?
What have I been drinking?
You were raised on a yogurt farm. I can't imagine that you don't know how dairy works.
So is
he's gone. That's the end of our podcast forever. Thank you and good night.
So hang on, what was I going to say?
Yeah, struggling with the concept of milk.
Anyway, if salad is various bits of chopped up things,
okay.
Is a milk salad then a mixture of different milks? So you've got your oat milk, your almond, your soy.
Yeah, I guess you could say it's a milk
cow,
salad.
Your goat. And
name six more types.
Okay. I've got five already. That's pretty good.
Yeah, name six more.
Milk, cow, soy.
Hang on. How is cow milk and milk two different things? Milk is the category. Okay, you want six different...
Milk.
Okay, is the category. Now name 11 kinds of milk. Ready, go.
Chocolate milk.
That's a kind. I'll pay that.
Strawberry milk.
That's two. Yep.
Mocha milk.
I mean, yeah, all right.
Spearmint milk.
Ugh, okay.
Goat milk.
That's five. Yep.
Soy
milk. Counting six, seven. No. Minus one because that's six. You're up to six. You've got seven fingers. Okay, good.
Soy milk.
Okay, that is seven.
Sheep milk.
Have you ever had sheep milk?
No.
Have you ever seen sheep milk?
Yes.
Where?
I've seen sheep. Does that count? And they are white. Think about it. Now you've thought about it. Now talk.
I mean, I don't know enough about sheep or milk to prove you wrong, so we'll count it.
All right.
You're up to eight.
Did I say almond?
Possibly.
Yeah, I haven't said almond.
Okay, all right.
This time
so
because I
nine.
Had all the flavors.
Give me
flavors.
Two more.
Human milk.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
And, of course, the last one.
Which is?
Spider milk.
And those are the kind of milks you'd find in a salad. And moving on to the next segment, Cam is gone. He's lost. He's a lost little lamb.
Did you say a milk salad or a salad?
I think I didn't specify. Those are the kind of milks you'd find in a salad. Well, I'm glad that we could clear that up finally.
Oh, this is a good one.
That wasn't a good one? Come on.
Finally, we're back to a good one. Okay, this one is called, I'm so bad at this part.
Okay. Improviser. Funky, I like it. What's it called?
This is called, Let's Keep It Light, Hard-Hitting Questions.
Wow. Let's Keep It Light, Hard-Hitting Questions. I like that funky theme song too.
Thanks.
That was,
you want me to try and play it again?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Buy me
Note
time.
Note to self. copy previous thing again.
That's great.
Yeah, okay. Probably won't do it, but...
That's okay. That's fine. Let's keep it light.
So
hard-hitting questions.
This is a famous segment. What's in this segment, Tom?
What's the hardest you've ever hit someone? Have you ever hit someone? Have you ever been in a fight?
I've never been in a real fight. Like,
okay.
I've been in a pillow fight.
What's the hardest you've ever hit someone with a pillow, thereby keeping it light?
Hey! How do you measure? Do you want it in Newton's squared?
Well, tell you what. Here's a pillow. Oh, crap. I'm going to regret this. You guys can't see this, but Cam's about to hit me as hard as he's ever hit someone with a pillow.
Here you go. Take your headphones off.
Okay,
I'll
headphones
hit you,
are off.
And you tell me how hard it is in Newton's squared.
Whoa.
No! Where do you want me to hit you?
Just on the head.
Just
on my head. Right
straight
on the
top
head.
Of the
right
head.
On the noggin.
All right.
Oh, I regret this. Oh! That was solid. That was a hard-hitting question. What is in this pillow?
Bricks.
Bricks? Because it's a brick.
Pillow.
Pillow. Callback, right? Shout out to Steve. I don't care to know how hard you just hit me because my head hurts and I don't think I'd be able to do that kind of equation now. That was good. Okay, next segment.
All right. You cleverly avoided asking me any hard-hitting questions and I...
No, I asked you about hitting someone hard.
That's
and
true.
I kept it light with a pillow fight. So good night.
Sweet prince. Beautiful.
This one's called Everyone is a Muppet But Me.
Is this one of the good ones?
That's up to you. That's entirely up to you.
I will say to that...
Everyone is a Muppet But Me.
Well, I used to love the Muppets, actually.
Okay.
And I still do. Have you seen any of the Muppet movies?
I have. I've seen a lot of the Muppet movies. I really enjoy them.
Muppets in Space is a good one.
Muppets in Space is my go-to. Muppet Treasure Island is a great one.
That was a good one too. Everyone is a Muppet but me.
Yeah. So like, what would that be like?
I guess that would be like me walking down the street one day,
mm-hmm.
and I look around just the other day, and I see the people who are out enjoying the sun today. This technically rhymes.
It doesn't have to. You know, you're trying way too hard with this. It doesn't have to rhyme. It can if you want.
The trick with rhyming is to just kind of do it. And I guess the thing that I don't really understand about the Muppet movies is that why don't the human actors ever notice the people operating the Muppets?
What do you mean the people operating the Muppets?
Well, Muppets are puppets, right?
No, they're Muppets. They're different.
All right.
Well, they look like puppets, but they're not operated by people. Are you stupid?
What are they operated by?
They're themselves. They're just creatures that look like puppets.
Wait, they're real?
Yeah. Well, you didn't know?
But what about Elmo?
Elmo? Yeah. Well, have you ever seen the person who operates Elmo?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, gee, I miss those good old days.
Bad choice of chord. Oh, no.
You played that, by the way, not me.
Yeah, I played that.
I just wanted to make everyone know. Well, I think I'm done with this segment.
I think I am too.
All right.
That was one of my weaker ones.
Oh, this is a very good one.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to love my next one then.
All right, great.
Well, give us a theme song before you announce what it's called. Is that it? Do you want to have another go? Or is that...
I'll have another go.
Okay, have another go. Yeah.
I missed that one note at the
end.
I
missed that one note.
It was a G, actually.
Hey, all right. Shout out to Steve.
This has got a lot of small theme songs in it because it's called Tom's Top 10 Tips for Power Hungry People, in brackets, rhyming.
Oh, no. Power hungry people.
All right. This is number 10.
If you're hungry for power, make sure to have a shower every day because you got to smell A-OK if you're going to make it in the corporate world.
Number 9.
Today. Gee, I'm feeling fine because I just took care of my hygiene, my personal hygiene. I took a shower today. And he's gone. Cameron's gone at number 9. Why does it have to be 10? Why does it have to be 10? Tell me this.
So they're the same tip. Okay, good.
No, they're different. They're different. Very different.
Number 8.
Hey, okay. I'm feeling great because it's number 8. Because I just ate a milk salad while showering.
Number 7.
I'm in hygiene heaven. Staying fresh like Kevin Spacey in that one film before. Oh, no, he's a dodgy character. Oh. I'm redacting that reference.
You're not rhyming. That's the problem. Number 6.
Number 6, pick up sticks. I don't know what that means, but I sure smell bad.
Number 5,
stay alive with this Andy tip. Next.
What's the tip?
Stay alive with this handy tip. That's how to make it in the corporate world is to
stay alive.
Just stay alive.
Right.
Because you can't. Yeah, you can't.
Number 4,
just 4 more before I walk out this door and stop recording this podcast. Hang on, I'm not done. No, I was done. Okay, hit me with number 3.
Number 3,
here's a way to be, which is better than ye. Wear deodorant or you'll smell bad and no one will want to give you a salary raise.
Number 2.
Number 2, have I got a tip for you. you're going to want to use soap. You're going to want to use soap.
So this is number one, Tom's top tip for power-hungry people, in brackets, rhyming. Number one, here we go. And I think I already know what it's going to be.
Number one, have fun in the sun. You're going to climb that corporate ladder and you're going to be the CEO someday.
So keep a positive outlook?
That's not what I said. That's not at all what I said. Are you listening? That's fine.
Trying to read between the lines.
That was an ordeal.
Oh, man.
Wow, I hate those top tens. That's the title of my next segment, by the way. Wow, I hate those top tens. No, I'm regretting this doing this already because the next segment that I have on my list is... That was actually a pretty good theme song.
I didn't hear it.
Ah, do you want me to do it again?
Just was getting a tissue. Your top 10 tips always make my nose go.
Interesting.
All right, I'm ready now. Go.
So here's my next segment, which is entitled... That was bad.
Is that how you played it before?
Similar, but okay. Different. My next segment is entitled... Definitely in my salad. It's a follow-up to number one.
I see. Please tell me these are all not salad related.
I cannot honestly tell you that these are not salad related.
Okay. Definitely in my salad.
Mm-hmm. That's the name of my segment.
Well, the German word Salat, which is pretty close to the English word salad, actually means lettuce. So by those terms, I would say lettuce is always going to be in a salad.
What about milk salad? Have you ever put lettuce in milk?
Have you ever never heard of lettuce milk?
I've never heard of lettuce milk.
We should make that.
Let us make lettuce milk. Oh. Terrible.
Tom's face just then when he said that. He was so proud of himself.
I'm so proud of me right now.
Just like, can you believe that I just said that?
Shout out to Steve, the man, the legend, the banjo, all the way from Japanjo. God, I hate myself. All right, moving on.
You're not finished.
I'm ready to move on.
What is spearmint? Is that a little leaf?
I believe it's a kind of lettuce. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something?
What?
Would it be something?
Could be.
Is that a thing is what I'm asking?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
This next one is called... I was not prepared for that chord.
You looked so ready to play something else after that. Instead, you just left it.
I left it. It's called...
Left it hanging? You can take your foot off that pedal now.
It's called... It's not personal.
It's not personal?
It's business.
It's business?
Actually, no, that's not true.
What? You got it wrong.
It's called... It's not personal. It's business.
Business?
B-I-Z-N-I-Z is how I wrote it.
Business. Bees knees?
No, don't start that again.
Oh, yeah. No, that was that's a blast from the past episode.
It's a blast from the past episode.
Blast from the past episode. Oh, bad theme song.
I think that was one of your episodes. I don't have that here. Oh, I have knees. That was the first episode.
Yeah, knees was the very first segment on the very first episode.
Wow.
Inaugural.
And what a segment that was.
I don't remember it at all.
Anyway, it's not personal, it's business.
It's bee's knees. Okay. Well, that sounds like a quote from The Godfather, starring Marlon Brando. Please. Okay, you made me do a really bad Marlon Brando impersonation last time, so I think I'm going to repay the favor. I want you to... Okay, you're going to be Marlon Brando.
I've never seen anything with him in it. I have no idea
what
he sounds like.
This is going to be even better then.
Can you do one and I can try and copy it?
It's not business, it's personal.
That's a really, really bad one.
What did you say?
It's not business, it's personal.
go on. Here's Cam doing Marlon Brando.
No, this is me doing Tom doing Marlon Brando.
Oh, even better. Oh, he can't do it. he still can't do it. Go on. You can do this, I believe.
It's not personal, it's business.
That's not what I said.
It's not business, it's personal.
It's actually pretty spot on Marlon Brando.
Nice.
High five.
Was he in The Godfather?
The Glove Father.
Was he the Glove Father?
He was the father of the glove, part two.
Wow. Was he in The Godfather?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, it still sounds like you're saying Glove Father.
Was he the Godfather?
He was, yeah. Don Corleone.
And that was, it's not personal, it's business.
Well, business, right?
Business. Sorry.
Okay. Where did I come up with these? I don't remember writing these down. The next one
Here's some context for you. I told Tom about 4 months ago to get his segments sorted.
I did them all today, this morning, in the car ride over.
And that's why you crashed into at least four old ladies. You had no idea where that was going. You just kept going and you were like, what about that note?
I didn't know that one looks nice. I never know when to stop with these. People who look like thumbs. People who look like thumbs.
Well, I'm going to start off with The Rock, straight up.
Oh, he does. He does look like a thumb.
And I'm going to move on to actually you.
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, that massive nail in the middle of your forehead kind of gives it away. And you are wearing a white shirt.
No one can see the face I'm pulling right now.
You know what you look like?
What do I look like?
Oh my goodness, this is exactly what you look like.
Here we go.
You look like me, my thumb, when I'm wearing white gloves, but I've cut the tip off, and then I've put a little bit of a beard around the bottom half of the exposed part.
That is actually very accurate. You do that a lot.
I do that all the time.
I was actually going for that particular look. I saw your thumb that one time you did it. And I was like, you know what?
I'm going to be this.
This is what I'm going to be.
That is me.
So a lesson to all of you, just dare to dream and you too can become a thumb.
A thumb. Who else looks like a people who look like thumbs. That was the segment title, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think those are the only two in the world. The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and me.
Do you remember that movie Spy Kids?
Of course.
Do you remember the thumb people? I saw that I didn't watch the movie.
It's been a while.
It was like what was it? They were wearing soccer jerseys and they were just all thumbs. It was like a thumb head, thumb arms and thumb legs.
Oh, no, I do remember this. I actually got asked to do one of those to be one of those people. I auditioned for the role and I got a call back, but I never actually heard back because I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson ended up playing each and every one of them.
His head was each. His head was each limb.
They green screened the rest of him out.
So he's like a starfish with five heads.
I guess you could say that of Dwayne The Rock Johnson in general.
Wearing a soccer jersey.
Wearing a soccer jersey, yeah. Of course, they call it football over there.
Where
was Spy Kids set?
America?
America, yeah. They call it soccer.
They definitely call it soccer.
We call it football.
It's not even true.
We call soccer football.
And that's the end of Tom's sports segment.
That's the end of my Spy Kids acting career, for sure. My next one is solid, but it's your turn. So what's your segment?
My next one. Oh, yeah, this is one.
Give us a theme song.
What's the hap? What's the hap, Jap? What's the hap, chap?
What's the hap, chap? Is that a question?
Have you noticed that that whenever I play... Well, okay, so the last podcast that we did, there was a lot more, especially from your side, there was a lot more singing along to what you're playing.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do more of that.
And now it's just like play a little bit and then say the text.
Okay, well, we can have a bit of both. I tried
to do it just then, but I realized that I couldn't do both. So it was like play a chord then do the thing afterwards, but I couldn't do it together.
Let me see if I can do that and you sing along. Ready? And a 5, 6, 7, 8.
What's the hap? What's the hap, my chap? Add it into my
chap? Well, you got to specify which one it is.
Let me look. I'll consult the official appendix of Beanstalk Podcast. It's what's the hap, comma, chap, question mark.
Okay. What's the hap, comma, chap, question mark? That's a mouthful.
Normally you don't pronounce the pronunciation, but I'll allow it.
What is the hap? How would you define the hap? The hap?
I guess what's happening.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, what's the hap? What is happening?
So you could say, what's the happening chappening? Is that how that works?
Yes.
Chappening. The chappening by M. Night Shyamalan and Oya Ding Dong.
Right on the part that you're supposed to hit.
On the thumb.
Whack!
Have you ever done that? Have you ever hit your thumb with a hammer?
I'm a man.
Yeah, but have you ever hit your thumb with a hammer?
Oh, no.
Oh. I don't know why people do that. Like, why would you not just go for the nail? Why do you just have to hit your thumb sometimes?
It is bizarre, isn't it? People are just people.
Sometimes people are idiots. And that is what I'd say is what the hap is. The happenstance.
Chappenstance. Chappen pants?
Chappen pants.
What's that?
What's the happenstance, Chappen pants? That's going to be my new catchphrase. Thank you so much,
Dan. That is really good, actually.
What's the happenstance, Chappen pants?
What about if you talk to someone who's wearing shouts?
Shouts? Shouts? What's... Oh, yeah, that's a tricky one.
What's it all about, man in shouts?
Oh, that was weak. That was so weak, it hurts. I think it's time to move on from that particular segment. But I'm glad that we got a new catchphrase out of that.
What's the happenstance, Chappen pants?
That was bad. Cam's top five for staying alive. Cam's top five for staying alive. Staying alive. Cam's top five for staying alive. Cam's top five for staying alive.
What does it mean?
It's your like top five tips for staying alive.
Ah, yeah? You're doing tippies.
I'm doing a little top five. See, I kept it to top five because I didn't want to have to go through 10 of them.
Mate, I've got one that's top 15.
Oh, okay. Is that true?
No, it's not.
Oh, better not be. All right. Let's start from number five.
Does it have to rhyme?
It doesn't have to, but I have a feeling it will.
All right, number five, the top tip for staying alive. Number five is just to wear clothes that, you know, keep your...
Don't hit the keyboard out of frustration now. Come on. That keep your...
head above the water.
Wear clothes that keep your head above the water. That's... So, like, inflatable clothes... Is that?
I guess.
We should know, man. People's lives are at stake. Very good. Number two. He's just slapped himself in the belly. I don't know how he's made it this far in his life, but now I'm asking him for advice. Number four.
Number four tip for staying alive is always when you're entering a room, go through the door.
as opposed to
windows.
Windows, okay.
Walls.
Well, definitely.
And laser bits.
Laser bits. Did you ever see that movie Ocean's 12?
Is there laser bits?
Yeah.
Are they cutty lasers?
No, just alarmy lasers.
Oh, yeah.
So you did see it?
I think so. A very long time ago. Is there a bit where there's sinking?
That's Titanic, I think.
That's right.
It does have the ocean in it.
What do they...
it does.
What do they steal in the Titanic? Oh, yeah, the jewels.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, I have seen it.
That's... Yeah, I wonder if those films are actually sequels. Like, related, if it's in the same
universe.
Well,
I missed Ocean's 1 to 10.
Number three.
Number three is to listen to ABBA on an MP3 player.
How is that going to keep you alive?
Well, because if you know the way in order to stay alive, you must survive.
Is that a reference? I'm not a big Abba
Number
fan.
Two!
Number two! You know what to do. It's so wholesome. It's such a wholesome
They're getting court. Longer as well. I
know.
Number two. Are we still up to number two?
Yeah.
Oh, man, my tips are so solid. Mate, you had 10 tips for power-hungry people, and I think all 10 of them were about showering.
No, I don't think you listened. I don't think you were listening.
Well, tell me them again. Number 10.
Oh, come on. No, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Give me tip number two. For staying alive.
All right. Tip number two for staying alive is don't forget to shave your beehive.
Shave your beehive?
Okay. I got one. Tip number two for staying alive is don't go anywhere near a beehive.
That's actually very good advice.
Especially if you're allergic to bees.
Well, yeah. Okay. Know your allergies.
Know your allergies if you're allergic to bees. Have that EpiPen in your pocket if you're going to go near some little bee rockets.
Oh, you could have brought that home. You were going so strong.
Did I miss an obvious rhyme?
Well, I was thinking Bee Gees because staying alive.
Ah, is that from the Bee Gees? That's why I said ABBA before.
Whoa, okay, that's why that didn't make any sense. Okay. I thought staying alive was from ABBA.
Yeah.
Okay, number one. Number one, Cam's top number one tip for staying alive.
Well, this one's actually pretty easy. The number one top tip for staying alive is just to keep your heartbeat going.
That's beautiful.
And that's maybe the meaning of Christmas.
I think I'm going to cry.
All right, next segment.
Okay, I'm done. I'm good.
Why are you crying like you're upset?
Emotional catharsis. Shout out to Steve. He plays the banjo and nothing else.
All right, this one's a good one. You're going to love it. Tradition.
You're going to have to say that again, Ed.
Tradition.
Tradition?
Yeah.
Just tradition.
Tradition. Tradition.
I hate it. I hate it. It's so vague. It's so vague. Okay, well, I'm trying to think of what kind of traditions we could establish on this podcast.
Lampoon.
Future.
Lambast.
Are you just saying words that start with lamb? Because that's... Okay, all right.
Laminate.
Laminate. Lamb. Lamb. Like a baby sheep.
Lamp shades.
Lamp. Yep. Lamp shade.
Anyway, what do you want to do? Tradition?
This is... Yeah, I'm starting a tradition.
What's the tradition?
It's when we pick a syllable and we say all the words that we think...
Lambert.
Lambert? I think that's all of them.
Lammer and Boomer.
Yeah, okay.
I wish you listeners, could see Tommy G's face sometimes.
Well, unfortunately, they cannot because they are 90% of our fan base is
in Germany.
Well, no, they're robots. Remember, you hired them.
Oh, yeah.
And the other 10% is just Steve in Japan listening over and over.
Steve, stop listening.
Shout out to Steve. If you're listening, stop. Jeez, I can't remember what the question was, but it's time for my next segment, isn't it?
That segment was honestly dedicated to Steve. And that was from the bottom of my heart.
Tradition.
And from Tom's bottom too.
Yikes. Ooh, okay. In a similar vein. Annoying sounds of the future. Hey, you can't get in on my theme song.
I get in whenever I want.
Okay.
Annoying sounds of the future.
Annoying sounds of the future.
I'll tell you an annoying sound of the future.
Uh-oh.
And by the future, I mean the present, but like kind of futuristic. You ever seen, you know, drones?
Drones, yeah. I know of drones.
Have you ever seen like wonderful videos of like drone videos of people's weddings where they kind of zoom down? And
of course,
it's all nice.
Yeah.
Those things are so flipping loud. Like,
oh, yeah.
That would have been horrible to be at that wedding with the drone buzzing around everywhere.
So what does it sound like?
It goes like, that sounds like this.
One more time, sorry.
I'll show another cool sound that's quite annoying. So I can do it.
He's taken his headphones off. And now he's laughing. That is annoying. That's very annoying. You're right. Okay, moving on. Oh, were you whistling two noises at once? Well, why don't we just both whistle together and it'll sound like it. Ready?
Everyone, watch this. I'm going to sing. I'm going to whistle. Sure, stop. You're ruining the illusion.
I just did it.
No. I'm going to whistle two tones at once, and Tom is not whistling at all.
No, sir. I'm leaving the room right now. Yep. Ready? Here it goes.
And the door's shutting. All right, now it's me whistling. One, two, three.
Can't do it. Oh, I've left the room. I'm sorry. Hey, what did I miss? I'm back in the... Wait, let me... Well, I'm back from outside the room.
How was it?
It was different to being inside the room.
Uh-huh. More flies?
I guess...
Less whistling?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I can't say because I wasn't in the room.
I see.
You can't hear me winking, but...
Yeah, I did the sound effect for you winking.
Annoying sounds of the future. There it is.
Tom winking.
Ew. Cameron.
Oh, I got a new one.
Cameroosh.
I got a...
Oh, Cameron has a brand new segment.
I got a seg.
Segway.
All right. This is a very good one. This is called...
Are you sure?
It's called... Can you believe that stat? Can you believe that stat?
It's actually a really catchy song.
Thanks.
Can you believe that stench? That wasn't it, was it?
No, that stat.
That stat.
Statistic.
I could have sworn you said stench and then you said stench again. That's two times. Play it again.
Can you believe that stench? Can you believe that stench? Oh, yeah, I heard that time too.
Okay, you said it. There it is. Can you believe that stench? Can you believe that stat?
Can you believe that stat?
Wow, okay.
Got any unbelievable stats?
I can't believe that 10% of our listeners are Steve from Japan. Shout out to Steve!
That's Steve from Japan.
Is he human or a robot?
Are you asking as a false... Is that a false alternative or are you asking if he's one of them?
Yeah.
I guess that was the same thing that I said too. Oh,
no. No, Cam.
Every time I lean back, I unplug my headphones.
He has to buy a new pair of headphones. Wait for them to get shipped over.
Okay, you said...
Shout out to FedEx.
Can you just rewind and say what you... show me what you just said? Just say it. You said, is Steve a robot or a human?
Oh, yeah. Is Steve a human or a robot?
So I'm going to say yes.
Yes,
he's one of those two.
Okay, shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve, robot, human.
How many times is that now?
Steve, write in. Actually, to all the listeners,
mainly Steve.
To all the bots and Steve, write in to us if you know if Steve is a robot or a human bot.
Steve, you're not allowed to have an input on this,
Steve,
by the way.
Keep your robot hands out of this, you little
robot. Call your CPU.
Hey, Steve.
Is that something you say to a robot?
Unplug yourself and cool down.
Update your firmware, buddy.
Just RAM.
How many gigabytes do you have, pal? Is it four or more?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Is it four? Is it four or more?
Do you think he's a supercomputer?
Do I think Steve is a supercomputer?
Well, like, which one do you think he is? Do you think he's soup or a computer? Do you think he's a soup or computer? Because I have my suspicions that he's a soup.
If Steve was a soup, what kind of soup would he be?
Milk soup. He'd be a milk salad. Cam has just collapsed on the keyboard in a fit of pure rage. I'm not very good at reading emotions,
yeah.
So I'm going to assume that Cam is actually really angry right now.
Anyway, what was the segment?
I don't know, but I'm fearing for my life.
Oh, it was. Can you believe that stat?
Oh, no, I can't.
Have you got any stats for us?
That was it.
Go on, give us 10%
of our listeners are Steve. 90% of them are robots.
Now another stat.
Steve is a robot, therefore 100% of our listeners are robots. Shout out to Robot Steve. Are you soup? Are you a computer? We'll never know.
Write in if you... What's your email address? Tom Grebel at Grebel Mail.
Maybe don't give my email address out to all those robots.
If you're a robot, write in at Tobblegrebel at Grebel Mail to tell us whether you're a robot or not.
But how will we know if they're telling the truth?
Well, it's that classic thing. One of them is telling the truth and one of them can only lie.
So there are two listeners.
There's two.
One of them only tells the truth. Well, 50%, because we're talking stats.
That's true.
50% of our listeners only tell the truth. 50% of them only tell lies. Which one do you think Steve is? Write us at CammyBoo at Jews. I panicked. I'm sorry.
There's a slight bit of panic going through Tom's eyes as he realized.
I started saying it and then I couldn't stop. It's like, oh no.
Don't do it again.
I probably shouldn't. Do what again?
Oh, I don't know. All right. Well, then
that's enough statistics for now.
That's, you know what? This is not a statistics podcast, and anyone who says that
is a robot, is actually
5% wrong.
Which makes them a 100% liar makes the statistic true.
Full
us with Penn and Teller. Okay, moving swiftly on. I believe it's my turn.
It is your turn, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you have to offer.
Well, you're going to love this because it's... Sad Clowns. Sad Clowns. Was that really sad? That was a really sad theme song. I think it was appropriate.
Oh, Tom.
Where?
Why you do this to me?
Oh.
sad clowns.
No, no, just sad clowns.
All right, sorry. So this segment...
Well, no, I already did the theme song.
Sad Clowns. Is actually a pretty common and popular segment. People have written in
already
and said that this segment is one of their favorites.
Were they the lying robots or the truth-telling robots?
Well, if you wrote in to say whether this segment was good or not, can you write in again to say whether you're a lying robot or a true robot?
Which will then need to be followed up by another statement proving whether you're the exact...
Do you actually know the way to solve that puzzle?
I think there's a few ways, but tell me. Are you the truth-telling robot? And they'll say yes.
What you do...
And then you stab back at square one.
Stab one of them and say, does that hurt?
Well, they're robots. What if they're not programmed to feel pain?
In my answer to this, they're not robots.
Oh, well, no, that's silly then. We're talking about truth-telling and lie-telling robots.
All right. Well, then you cut one of them's arm off and say, is your arm off?
Do they have arms?
In this case, they're humanoid robots. They're androids.
We don't know that. We're assuming a lot.
Well, okay. Describe the shape of the robot then, and I'll tell you what to cut off.
I assume it's just a cube. A cube with a central processing unit and RAM and gigabytes and a CD-ROM drive.
All right. Well, open its CD-ROM drive and then ask it, did I just open your CD-ROM drive?
Why don't you just ask it what 2 plus 2 is?
Because I'd like to play a CD.
Okay. All right. Sad Clowns.
Oh, Sad Clowns. I thought yeah, I got
You can't
I
get away from this, Cam. You cannot get away from this.
I thought I got away from Sad Clowns.
Oh.
Clowns. I've never found clowns to be entertaining.
Does that make you sad? This is turning into therapy.
It does make me sad.
And how does that make you feel?
Sad. I just said that.
Yeah, no, sorry, I wasn't listening.
And that's all from Therapy with Tommy Grebel at gmail.gmail.
You're going to have to stop giving away my 4 or 5 email addresses. I have 7 for this exact reason, because you always give away between 4 and 6. And then I get nothing but spam emails from lying robots.
Who knows?
Sad clowns. Sad, sad clowns.
Who knows? Maybe this podcast I'll achieve to be able to give out all 7 of your email addresses.
One of them is shout out to Steve at yahoo.org.
Is it Yahoo? Is it that shout?
Yeah, I think I did shout that at him one time.
What did he respond?
He wasn't happy. He was upset.
Is that because he's a sad clown?
Oh, that's a funky, funky chord.
I meant sad clown.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Do you reckon we could dress up Steve as a sad clown for the next gig?
I think that would... Oh, my goodness.
I reckon if we just dressed him up as a clown, he would just be a sad clown.
Oh.
Do you say "aw" oh, every time?
Well, it's just a sad chord. It doesn't matter what you say.
I see. I think I'm done with sad clowns.
Okay.
I hope that to all you robots out there, I hope that that fulfilled all your expectations from our famous segment, Sad Clown. And just write in to Tom Grebs at...
Oh, my goodness. Stop it.
Grebsky mail at mail. Just let him know. So the next one is actually a really, really good one. It takes advantage of Tom's predilection. Is that a word?
I don't know what you're trying to say, so yeah. Predilection?
Predilection for rhyming.
Oh, you know I hate this.
And it's called... Poems for the Poor.
Poems for the Poor.
And this is the part where Tom Grebel is going to perform... The poem that he wrote for poor people.
I have not written one, so I'm just going to have to freestyle off the top of my dome.
While you do that, I'll do some backing music for you.
Okay.
All right.
You don't have any money. Sometimes I think that you're not financially responsible. But that might not be true. There might be external circumstances preventing you from, you know. That's all I got. Sometimes I think that we can make a better world. oh my goodness, that was mean. That was bad on many levels.
Let me now give my famous critiquing of your work.
Oh no, please don't.
This poem was a poem that did not rhyme.
It doesn't have to because it's a statement, an artistic statement.
So you're saying that poems come under two categories, rhyming and statement?
It can be both or neither.
And which one was this one?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
This ends my famous critiquing of Tom's poems segment. Well,
you know, you can't, like, talk about art.
Why not?
Because it's illegal. It's illegal to talk about art.
It's your turn.
Are those police sirens? I think...
Yeah. I don't hear anything, but they definitely are coming for me.
Okay, well, that's yep. Good.
That's yep?
That's yep.
Really?
That's a yep. Hey, we just hit the 1 hour mark, and you know what that means?
Sad clowns.
Okay, that's the 1 hour mark. Thank you for listening.
Back onto We're sad clowns.
Going. Oh, you want to go back?
Clowns are meant to make people happy, but if they're sad...
Well, then everyone's kind of happy by, like...
Is it for people who are, like, is it sadist or masochist, people that like to see other people in pain?
Masochism.
So if a sad clown performs to masochists... He's making them happy, so he's kind of doing his job.
Yeah, if making other people or seeing other people sad makes you happy,
then that's exactly
then a sad
the market.
Clown would the, just be the,
what is
the
it
right
the market
thing.
Hole?
The
let's go with market hole.
I know the word. Write the word and send it to Cammy Baboon at G. I miss those good old days.
.com.
Demographic, not market hole. Market hole, market hole. Market hole, market hole. There it is.
I think I maybe just translated a German word because I couldn't think of the English word.
What's the German word?
Marktloch.
Yeah, that is...
Market hole.
Market hole.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like Loch Lomond.
Yeah. That's
Market Lake?
That's sort of a Scot though, right?
Sort of a Scot?
It's Scottish.
This is the next segment.
Damn, you missed the punchline.
It's called Sort of a Scot.
Because it's Scottish.
Ah!
Yeah! High five! Ow!
Let me just...
Don't hit me with a pillow!
What's the next segment?
My next segment is... Hang on, I forgot what it was. Let me start again.
Massively long intro.
Let me start again.
Bad payoff.
Okay, so my first segment is called Not In My Salad. We're starting again because I messed that one up.
No,
we're not.
Oh, no.
My next segment is called Useless Invention Thursdays.
We're back to days of the week. I've never been happier.
I had to throw one of those in.
Yeah. Well, are we going to do shout-out Saturdays?
Only if it's a shout-out to Steve. Shout-out to Steve in Japan. Are you a robot? We'll never know. Useless Invention Thursdays.
We sing him next week. We could actually ask
him. Oh, yeah,
him.
We could.
Steve, when we see you next week, tell us if you're a robot or not.
But email it to us, because then we have it in writing for next time. Useless Invention Thursdays.
Useless Invention Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever bought something where you're like, that's going to be so useful, and then you just never used it?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Have you ever bought something?
I bought a car.
Have you ever used it?
It's useless. It's just like, what is this for, you know? It's just a...
Just stopped working after the first approximately 500 kilometers.
Well, yeah. Like, I could only drive it for a certain amount of time, and then it just kind of...
Pooped out.
It stopped working, which to me is kind of useless.
It's a massive design flaw.
Metaphor for life. Oh, design flaw, yeah. No, fair enough.
I thoroughly research everything I buy.
Is that true? Everything?
Yeah. If I want to cook some food.
You go to the groceries.
I go to the groceries and I ask a lot of questions.
And you bring your little Google machine. Bring and you my say, little... okay, Google, what is this? And it says, it's a fruit. It's a fruit, you idiot.
I've got this setting called abuse me in Google.
See, that is a useful invention.
That would be.
Because it keeps you in line, you know?
Do you ever think that the world is just going downhill?
Wow, that's a hard-hitting question. Sure, we don't want to keep it light. Soften the blow with a pillow.
Oh, for those listening at home, I actually did hit him with a pillow.
Oh, my goodness.
It felt good.
To you. Now I feel bad.
To me.
To you. I feel bad to you.
I guess you're not going to answer.
I can't remember the question. Yeah, you decide. Write us in at Steve. That's the email address, steve@japan.org. He's collapsing into a ball of goo. He's a puddle of goo, ladies and gentlemen.
Puddle of goo. Useless inventions. Looking around the room, I'd say... I'd say everything has a purpose.
That's beautiful.
What is your purpose?
Well, that's depressing. Oh, but that wasn't rhetorical.
Are you saying that your purpose is to be depressing?
I thought you were implying that I just
had
a
sad clown.
Oh.
It's like an automatic... Hang on, let me just see if... Sad clown.
Aw.
Sad clown.
Aw. That's my purpose. Comedic little interjections. Well, for now, that's my purpose.
This is a segment that's called... Why you gotta do me like that? I'm not that good at playing piano, just so that everyone is aware.
I think they're aware.
I feel that they've not noticed.
I feel, yeah. So, why you gotta do me like that?
Yeah. Tom, why you gotta do me like that? That was a bit better.
I mean...
Why you gotta do me
I'm thinking. What is my motivation for doing you like that?
Sometimes you just do me like that and I'm like, Tom, why?
You know, sometimes if you gotta... Oh my goodness. You got that thinking music. It's like Jeopardy. It's stressing me out. I never seen Jeopardy, have you?
No.
Not even once.
I don't know what it is. Is that the one with the jungle?
That's Jumanji.
Oh yeah.
Incredible. Why you gotta do me like that? Well, I have nothing to say.
Is it annoying to you that I start on a D flat and then I got a B flat major?
Not entirely, but... see, that is annoying. That's an annoying sound of the future right there.
Tom, why you gotta do me like
and
that?
And why you gotta make annoying sounds, all right? So this is the argument section. This is we're having an argument now.
Tom.
Cam.
Just stop.
Hey, no.
Tom?
I don't wanna.
Get out.
Get out of...
The podcast is over.
Oh.
We've collapsed. Actually, you know what? Let's check on it.
Check on what? The podcast is over?
Let's check on the podcast being back on. We're back in business, baby!
Yeah! Damn it, I can't do it. Was that it?
That was perfect. And right. That was not me playing piano, so I'm vindicated.
Wow. Bad segment. All right. Next is, this is my favorite.
Okay. This is your favorite?
This is my favorite of the ones.
I'm going to be very disappointed.
You're going to need your phone for this because it's time for... Cameron reads his emails out loud.
We did this last time. What was it called?
What was it? Cameron reads his emails out loud. Oh, no, I remember. Yeah, you read some spam thing. It was in German,
I got an email.
Is it in English or German?
I will check. I got an email just then, actually.
Just now? I really hope it's a German spam one that you can translate.
It's an email.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Oh, it is in German, too.
Yes.
Okay, I got one in English. It's from Google to me.
Okay.
And it says, users with extra ways to verify their identity are far less likely to be hacked or locked out. Add additional ways to prove it's really you and see other personalized security recommendations in the security checkup. Take action.
Do you think, that raises many questions for me because do you think that one, Google is listening to our podcast because it's just sent you a targeted email about hackers and robots listening in? And, you know, be careful because you never know what's around the corner, technologically speaking. But do you think that Google is one of those robots that's listening?
Let me answer your question with an answer.
Good way to
go. In the form of a question.
Oh, no. Bad.
that was a nice little bait and switch.
Yeah, okay.
What was the question? That's the question.
Do you think that Google is listening into this podcast and sending targeted advertisements and emails to you?
50% of our listeners is Steve and the other 50% of our listeners are robots.
I think it was 90-10, but...
If 90% of our listeners is...
Steve. No, other way around. 10% is Steve, 90% are robots. And then of those 90%, 50%...
Steve?
...are only telling the truth. And 50% are only lying.
So you got a cool little truth 45 and a lie 45. That makes 90.
Yeah, well...
I know it from angles.
Well, no. We have 90%. We're back to stats. What was the theme song for stats? Can't remember.
It was, can you believe that stench?
That stench, right. We're back to stenches. We have a 90-10 split in our viewers. Don't say listeners, because they're viewing us, because they're robots. They True. View data.
True.
90% of
now
our...
Now those ones and zeros going robots.
Yeah.
Robot burn.
Email us a lot of ones and zeros, and we'll try and decipher it. Okay, so 10% of our listeners are Steve, okay? The other 90%...
That's robots.
They're robots, That's a new group. So 50% of those 90% are robots that only tell lies.
Yeah.
50% of those 90% are robots that only tell the truth.
And Google is a robot.
Okay, which do you think it is? A truth-telling robot? Do you think it's a kind robot or a sad robot? Oh. Is it kind or sad?
Well, that's an interesting question that you brought up.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
It can be only one.
I think that Google is a...
Say
Are my options really nice or sad?
Kind or sad?
They're not opposites.
No, but they are mutually exclusive in some way, shape, or form.
Not.
Well, we're talking about robots here. They're not complex beings.
Yes,
they are. They're either kind robots or they're sad robots. Oh.
If you think about it in robot speak, you got one or zero.
Exactly.
So
binary.
One is So is one kind?
Well, no, it's not that simple, but it's also not that complicated. They're not like humans. They can't feel a range of emotions.
How many emotions do they feel? Two?
Well, no, one. Either kind or sad. Sad. Oh. I think I've broken Cam. Maybe that was too much emotion for his CPU to handle because he's a lying little robot, aren't you?
No.
No? Was that a question? Is that too much for your RAM? Is that too much for your gigabytes? Is that too many RAM gigabytes for your hard drive to handle?
It megahertz, I can tell you that much.
Hey! So I'm going to say that you're a sad robot. Oh.
All right, well, I think Google is a sad robot.
Aw.
And I think
well,
Steve...
That settles that. Steve? Well, we don't know if he is a robot.
If Steve is a robot, then he's a nice robot.
Aww. Yeah! Okay, that's good. But answer me this. Would a human listen to our podcast 64 times?
Unironically, is the question.
That's a good point.
Because you got to... It's the ironics is what you got to take into account.
Yeah.
All right, so... I'm on to my last segment of the day.
Cam's got his last segment of the day, and you know what that means.
Can you believe it? That's not the segment then.
Oh, okay.
This one is called... Mm-hmm. First, I'm going to start in a different key. I'm going to start in E-flat because that's... We've been hanging around C.
Yeah, all of mine have been in C.
Yeah. C is an easy key because it's just all the white keys.
That's true.
Have you ever noticed that?
I've noticed that.
Nice.
Thank you.
For this one, I've actually prepared a special special intro theme.
No way.
Yeah.
Ahead of time?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Oh, you did not.
Oh, no, it doesn't work.
No, we're on the MIDI thing. Did you need a beat?
What?
Did you need a beat?
Oh.
That wasn't the beat.
Oh. Beat.
No, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, no, what were you trying to do? You sequenced everything?
I sequenced everything. I had a full musical setup with lighting,
true?
Sound.
Actors?
Designers. Designers.
Smoke machines?
Smoke machines. You got your smoke machines?
Use your words. Come on now.
You got smoke machines. You got fog machines. You got light machines.
Wow.
You got lasers, no. Beamers, other ones.
Incredible.
All of the Chinese.
Shiny ones.
Shiny boys.
And you had all of those set up.
I had all of them set up.
And now we can't use
them.
And
it was all programmed to this button right here.
That's two buttons.
Well, that's probably why it didn't work.
And it doesn't work.
All right. Oh, wait. Now it's working. Okay, here we go. Watch for the lights. Watch for the smoke. Watch for the fog.
Our robot viewers are not going to be able to see this, but go on. Okay. Here it comes.
It's called... Solid gold. Or mate, that's old. Solid gold.
Sing it.
Or mate, that's old.
Can you either, and this is your choice, can you say the title of the segment or play that song again?
Okay.
Your choice.
Solid gold.
Hey!
Oh, mate, that's old. Solid gold. Oh, mate, that's old.
You could have brought it home.
Did you get it?
I got it. And
so
I think I was there when you came up with this.
No, you were not.
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting a phone call.
Okay.
Should we put it on live?
Oh, yeah. Put her on live. All okay.
Right. Let me just call her again.
This is Cam's sister. She's going to be live. Our very first guest on the podcast.
Guest on the potty.
But she doesn't know, okay? So he's calling now.
Why do you suck so much at the deal the first time?
I'm just busy. What's wrong? What's up?
Are you home?
I am home.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, what?
Can you grab a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen?
All right. Got that.
I'm driving.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm having a good idea, so I'd like you to write it down for me.
Okay. Tell me what it is.
So, can you write down a list?
We got it. I'm ready.
Pack of tissues?
Pack of tissues. Got it.
Hand sanitizer.
You got it? Okay.
Band-aids?
Band-aids. Got it.
Yeah. Panadol and Nurofen.
Panadol and Nurofen. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all for now.
All right, great. That's all on the podcast.
You're our very first guest on the podcast.
You're our very first guest. Congratulations.
I forgot your name and stuff.
Great. All right. We've got that list for you. We'll send that right to you. If you like that segment, email us in at beansboomersbeansofboys.
I wasn't actually writing that down. I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, we got it recorded. At least that's something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We have it. Yeah. It's right. On air. You are live on
You're
air.
You're live on air. Bye, Miranda.
Goodbye forever. Oh,
yeah. She's a big fan at the end.
A big fan?
Hey, that's why she's on air.
I thought she was a person.
Because she's a big fan.
Because she's a big
fan. I was pretty close.
Yeah, that's all right. That's
for
okay.
Random,
that's
for all right. A random thing.
I did actually write those down. We got tissues, we got hand sanitizer, we got Band-Aids, Panadol, and Nurofen. Thanks to Nurofen for sponsoring us. You didn't sponsor us. But
if you
I
ever have
you
a headache, cold ache, flu ache, or bread ache, call Nurofen on 1-800.
Oh, you went 1-800.
On 1-300.
1-800. 5-5-5-5-5-6-5. Oh, no, we can't synchronize our thoughts. Hold up, one more time. 1-300-8-5-0-9-4-20-21-14-5-9-19-100-BC. Okay, there it is. I think Cam is broken and lost. All right, that was we haven't done the segment yet.
Solid gold, or mate, that's old. Do you know which it is? Solid gold, or mate, that's old. Find out in this segment.
Solid gold, or mate, that's old.
Exactly right.
Which one is it? Whoa, that's really tricky.
It is tricky.
Can you give me an ominous G chord?
All right. I got it. I can take over.
Okay, you got it. Oh, okay. I'd like to... Can I use one of my lifelines?
You can use your lifeline.
Can I... Can I phone a friend?
Time's up. What's it going
to
be?
I'd like to phone a friend. I'd like to phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Okay. What's Miranda's number? Okay. I'm calling Cameron's sister.
Here you go.
She's going to be our second guest.
Second guest. Same as the first. All right. Here we go. It's calling.
It's calling.
Miranda, you're on the podcast and Tom's going to ask you one simple question. What's it going to be?
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Solid gold or, mate, that's old. Which one do you think it is?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. Solid gold or, mate, that's old.
My final answer is...
Okay.
Solid gold.
Sorry,
solid gold!
Solid gold! Oh, yes! You just hung up on her like that. You're not going to say goodbye.
No, she doesn't need to hear that.
Incredible. I'm so glad that happened.
That is a wonderful, wonderful... that's wonderful, wonderful news to hear.
Isn't it, though?
And I'm really glad that we could have, you know, gotten to that point in this podcast on such a momentous... Oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, me neither. It's been a long, long time.
It's been a long, long time. Have you got one more segment?
I have one more segment. All right. It's called...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last segment of the... Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the last segment of the podcast. It's going to kind of end on a...
Before we have our last segment, do you want to do couple of thank yous?
Shout out Saturdays?
Let's quickly do some shout outs.
Thank you to Steve.
Thanks to Steve.
From all the way from Japan.
What's up, Steve? What's the happenstance, man in pants? Oh, I got it wrong. What's the happenstance?
Chap in pants. Yeah, man in pants. Our man in France. is pants. The chap in pants.
I'd like to shout out, you know, I'd like to shout out you, Tommy Greville. I couldn't have done it without you because you brought all the equipment.
That's fair. I couldn't have done it without you because my place wasn't available, so we had to do it at yours.
Well, that's... I appreciate that. Are you shouting me out?
No. I'm shouting out Steve because we get one each.
Oh, yeah, true. Are you seriously telling me that on the second episode you're going to shout someone out that's not me? Shout out Saturdays.
Can I do mine again?
You can do yours again. Okay. I'll give you one more.
Okay, one more. Shout out to Steve from Japan.
No!
He's done it. Shout out to Steve all the way from Japan. We know that you've been listening between 80 and 1,200 times.
We want to see those numbers go up, so please put in more effort. Thanks and bye.
Okay. Our final segment for the podcast. Thank you so much to our listeners. Our final segment is called... It's your favorite chord. Let's do fewer segments next time. That's actually the I have that written down. Let's do fewer segments next time because I anticipated this being an hour and a half podcast.
And how long is it?
Hour and a half, almost.
What if I cut out all of it?
Oh, well, then it's going to be no minute. And Steve won't like that very much.
All right. Well, let's do it for Steve. How many segments do you want to do next time?
We did 10 each. I think we should do
9.
Between 10 and 12. Did I say each. Fewer? Did I say fewer? I meant more.
12 segments.
It should have been. More segments. Segments. More segments. Come on, you know the words. Join in. Yeah, all right. That should be... Okay, so we have 6 more segments each that we're going to improvise right now.
All
right,
here we go. The first segment is called... The Way Home.
The Way Home? That's nice and poetic. Very good. My segment is called... The Way Not Home. The Wrong Way Home. Take the Wrong Way Home. It's like that Supertramp song.
Yeah.
The next segment
is called... Dissonance in Society.
Okay. Sounds intellectual and fun. My next segment is called... Songs that sound like they could have been written by AC/DC, but weren't.
Any more?
No, that's it.
Are you done?
Are you done?
All right. Did I start?
Yeah, you did.
Have I done 3?
We've done 3 each, but we've got to do 6 each. No, we don't. Let's call it 6 total. 6.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Beans Talk. I've been Tom.
I've been Cam this whole time.
Who'd have thought? Shout out to Steve. Shout out to all of our robot friends.
Shout out to the liars, the truth tellers.
And Steve. Whichever you are.
No, but seriously, if you have listened to this podcast, we can't believe it.
Yeah.
So you must be one of the liars.
Clever.
No, okay. But in all seriousness, Tom, what do you want to say in all seriousness?
That was it. I've been serious this whole time.
Are you serious?
No, I'm Tom.
Ah, and that's the end.